VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are troubled by what's happening in our world today. I mean, from Afghanistan to the COVID-related mandates to critical race theory to religious oppression, and the list goes on. But one agenda item that never, ever, ever takes a break is the LGBTQ plus agenda, which is hitting our nation and our world at an ever-increasing rate. While monitoring much of what is taking place is our guest today, Peter LaBarbera, founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity.
You've been monitoring this for decades, Peter. Am I over-sensationalizing it when I say the LGBTQ plus agenda never takes a break?
No, you're not. And in fact, I'm sad to report that they are far more evangelical, quote-unquote, these days in proselytizing than Christians. This has become like almost like a religious cult in our society, with the popularity now that this LGBT agenda has gotten. And I don't think a lot of people really understand what the actual agenda is.
You know, Peter, and we've shared this so many times here, but it used to be we just called this the homosexual or the gay agenda. Then it was gay, lesbian, then bisexual. You know, they wanted to be identified. Then it was the transgender movement becoming LGBTQ or LGBT. Then a Q was added for queer, another Q for questioning. Now, Peter, I just saw an acronym earlier today, LGBTQQIP2SAA+, standing for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, queer, intersex, pansexual, two-spirit, and androgynous, and asexual. But, of course, a plus is added because even this acronym is not complete here, Peter. Where does this end?
Right, and Jim, you have to have almost a PhD just to keep up with the homosexual transgender alphabet.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's always there's a need to rebel, which is why it's almost like, quote-unquote, coming out as gay is passé, and now you see a lot of the Hollywood stars, for example, their kids, coming out as pansexual. And, Jim, I think we talked yesterday or the other day about the latest thing from the APA, the American Psychological Association, is consensual non-monogamy. So actually assuming an acceptable lifestyle of being in a relationship without it being monogamous. I mean, it just never ends.
No, it does not. And then ChristianHeadlines.com just ran this story, Peter, indicating Harvard Law Today, this is a publication of Harvard Law School, posted an article August 3rd of alumni and current students that are fighting for the legalization. Hear that, folks? The legalization of polyamory, that's a relationship involving three or more consenting partners. Peter, is this where our society is headed?
Oh, absolutely. Remember, Jim, the slogan for so-called gay marriage was love is love. And 20 years ago, I was writing about homosexual couplings, or they call them truples, believe it or not, three-way relationships. So if it's just about love is love and they're claiming love, then how can you say no to multiple partner unions? And we will see multiple partner push for homosexual, or I should say multiple partner so-called marriage. And Jim, what's interesting about this is how homosexual activists lie as they're achieving their agenda. Because remember when we were saying, when we were opposing homosexual so-called marriage, we said this is just a slippery slope. It's going to lead to more, you know, further bastardizations of marriage. And they said, oh, no, you're exaggerating when you talk about the slippery slope, and this is going to lead to that. And of course it did, because this is always about incremental radicalism on that side.
Peter, this has gone so far now. We've got the Centers for Disease Control getting in the act. I mean, I was just astounded the other day to realize that the CDC, I mean, don't they have their hands filled with battling COVID? But now they have also come out with preferred terms for select population groups, including, you know, instead of saying homosexual, you know, say gay or you know, different words that they're coming up with. I mean, this is, what is the CDC doing with this?
Well, it's all about an ideology, and this is like I said, this is sort of like a national cult now for at least a third of the population, I guess, the people furthest to the left, and the CDC has always been politically correct. You know, they've always gone out of their way to use pro-LGBTQ language, and even when the same CDC points out all the risks, you know, against that. They reveal the risks that are associated with homosexual behavior because of the practices, Jim. But here's some examples from that, you know, from this terminology sheet that the CDC came up with. They say instead of using, I guess, like expectant mom, they say be inclusive of all gender identities and call them parents to be. It's just absolutely preposterous. They want us to use the gender nonconforming language and pronouns, you know, like saying they instead of he or she. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely preposterous, but it's a waste of our taxpayer money, and it's a waste of time for this important agency.
Yeah, rather than mothers or women, individuals who give birth. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on here. Peter, I'd like to focus in for a bit here on a Netflix documentary called Pray Away. You have written about it. You had one article released earlier on this. Just part two was released today at LifeSiteNews.com. Tell us about this documentary, Pray Away.
Well, Jim, as you know, the homosexual lobby has tried to discredit, and actually now they're trying to almost ban counseling for people who want to overcome and leave behind unwanted sexual desires. These are, for the most part, Christians who want to live in accordance with their faith. This is one of their sin temptations. Often it arises from a very troubling circumstances in their childhood, sexual abuse or extremely toxic parenting, etc. And what this movie, Pray Away, is, Jim, it's just another propaganda film that Netflix did. What they've done is they've focused on prominent Christian leaders who've fallen away, who were once known as ex-gay leaders. Jim, we used to talk, you know, work with these people, and I did. That's why I wanted to write about it. John Polk, he used to work with Focus on the Family. He was the most famous so-called ex-gay. He got married to his wife, Anne. They had children. Now he has reverted back. He has left his biblically Christian faith, and he has, you know, gone back to being a homosexual activist, and he's in a homosexual relationship. My old coworker at the Family Research Council, Yvette Cantu-Schneider, she renounced Christianity. She's a prominent ex-lesbian. She's still in her marriage to her husband, Paul, but she's calling herself bisexual. And so what Netflix is doing, is they are celebrating what they call our ex-gay survivors. And, of course, they want to send the message that you can't overcome homosexuality, which is ridiculous. But the way they do that, Jim, is they focus on the failures. They focus on the apostates. And what I wanted to do is lay out the record of these people: Yvette Cantu-Schneider, Randy Thomas, John Polk, Alan Chambers, who was the head of Exodus International. Remember that one, Jim?
Yes.
And he literally took down his own organization because he decided to start dialoguing and pandering to homosexual activists, and he destroyed his organization. And so I wanted to write for the record who these apostate traitors to the truth is, what I'm calling them, Jim. These are traitors to the truth. These are people who renounced Jesus for all practical purposes because they're saying you cannot change. And so that's what my articles in LifeSite News talk about.
Matter of fact, the documentary is claiming that they're claiming, I'm not claiming, they are, that it's God's intention for some to be homosexual, to be gay.
Yes, because once you take that position that Jesus can't help people overcome homosexuality, and of course that's ridiculous because it's another sin. You cannot say there's something that if Jesus can forgive murderers, rapists, drug abusers, etc., how dare we say that Jesus can't help people overcome the sin of homosexuality or gender rebellion? But, Jim, of course, if you're going to take that position, what these people invariably do is they seek out a theology that accommodates their sin, which is why the push for homosexual, you know, positive, so-called Christianity, it's nothing of the sort. We're seeing a huge push for that now. Gay Christians, they keep talking about it, and pro-transgender Christians, and really, it makes no sense because our identity is in Jesus Christ, not in the sin that we struggled with.
This is, in essence, a direct assault, Peter, on those who have truly left the homosexuality or transgenderism.
Yeah, Jim, and one of the reasons they don't include people like that, they only have one in the film. His name is Jeffrey McCall. He overcame a past life of, he accepted Jesus. He's a witness for Jesus. He was once a homosexual prostitute, and they have him in there, Jim. But interestingly, the director, her name is Christine Salakis, she did not get his story. I mean, they show him out witnessing, and they sort of have pictures of signs of his ex, you know, from trans to Christ, but they never sit down and hear his actual story told by him, and that's because it threatens their narrative. Their narrative is you can't change. Change efforts harm LGBT people, and so they don't have they only have Jeffrey McCall, but they don't go out of their way to get his actual story, and they don't have people like Joe Dallas, like David Pickup, like Stephen Black. They have people who've left, you know, called XX gays because they're afraid to show stories of people who've overcome homosexuality through Jesus Christ.
Is this part of the editing tricks that you refer to in your articles?
Absolutely. You do sympathetic interviews with people who are apostate, who've left the ex-gay movement, but you don't include interviews with the strongest representatives. You don't include the successes. You focus on the failures.
Now, there is also an attack, really, on biblical counseling. They define what they call conversion therapy. Could you comment on that as well?
Yeah, this is going to be the subject of my next piece in the series. It's a three-part thing. It's a lot of reading, but I encourage people to go to LifeSite News and get it because it really is interesting. Jim, what they've done is they've demonized the term conversion therapy, and that's a term, you know, we don't use that term, Jim. Conversion therapy, they wanted to pick one that sounded really weird. But what they've done is they started out by banning so-called reparative therapy, which is essentially psychological talk therapy efforts. But Jim, in the movie, now they've expanded the definition of conversion therapy, and they've made it religious. And so they're going after religious counseling. And Jim, what they're going to do, of course, is they're going to go after the church.
Yes. Yeah.
Say you have a church that wants to help a struggler, somebody struggling with the sin of homosexuality. He goes in for counseling with his youth pastor or the pastor, and that's their target now. This is the biggest threat to religious freedom in the United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, the piece that this so-called documentary even condemns praying for homosexuals.
Well, that term pray away, Jim, is meant to ridicule the idea, oh, I'm just going to pray away. Well, first of all, we do pray. We don't ridicule prayer. We pray to God to help us for all sorts of reasons, to worship God, to commune with God. But they notice how they say pray away because they're ridiculing the idea of, oh, God can help you overcome homosexuality, because their mission, their agenda is to say that being gay, so-called, homosexuality, gender confusion, is part of who you are. And Jim, one of the most hypocritical aspects of this whole movement is you can change anything. You can go from gay to transgender to pansexual, like you were discussing, Jim. Mm-hmm. You can become a asexual or whatever, but you can't go back to normal. It's the one thing they forbid, leaving gay to go back to a God-honoring sexuality. Why is it you can become anything in this crazy LGBTQ ideology, but you can't go back to being straight, normal, and in line with the way you're created to be?
Yeah, folks, the documentary is called Pray Away, and Peter has written about this, a couple of articles now, a third one to come. You'll find it at lifesitenews.com. But, folks, this really has Christianity in the bullseye. And there are a number of other issues going on here, friends, and we'll address them after the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, when did the Ice Age happen?
Chris, the Bible doesn't mention the Ice Age by name, but it probably occurred in the several hundred years following the flood as an after effect of the flood. The waters then were probably much warmer than today and would have easily evaporated, pumping great volumes of moisture up into the atmosphere, where it would then condense and fall as snow. The snow continued to build up and packed into ice, which then could flow south, but it certainly didn't cover the entire globe. This would have been happening up through the time of Abraham. Job lived about the time of Abraham, and in the book of Job, ice and snow were mentioned more times than in any other book in the Bible. Job lived in a warm area, but he knew about the ice up in Europe. The Ice Age would have continued until the oceans gave up their excess heat, and that all happened back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and indeed, immorality abounds here in our society today. Peter LaBarber is with us, founder and president of Americans for Truth. His website, AmericansForTruth.org or AmericansForTruth.com, either or will work, and much happening. Peter, much more coming from the Biden administration. I mean, reports, and I'm going to summarize a lot of these together. We got reports coming out of his nominating the chief rabbi of an LGBTQ synagogue in New York City to the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, that Tory Cooper from the Human Rights Campaign Foundation's Transgender Justice Initiative has joined the Presidential Advisory Council on HIV/AIDS. It's being called the first time that an out black transgender woman, an HRC staff member, serving on the council. And then we have the Biden Justice Department just posting a job opening for a chief diversity officer who will be tasked with the agency's equity and inclusion initiatives. It's like the whole Biden administration has been nothing but a diversity office in this regard. Your comment on what's coming forth from the Biden administration?
Yeah, Jim, I think especially now that Joe Biden is in big trouble because Americans have seen who he really is now with his lies and this disaster in Afghanistan. I think now he's going to go back to his radical base even more. And the biggest part of the base for Biden, of course, is the LGBT queer movement. And so he's going to go back with a vengeance. And HRC is the number one homosexual activist lobby group, human rights campaign. He's going to rely on that. And he's pushing this transsexual, transgender agenda. And people don't realize, Jim, Joe Biden is thoroughly committed to this agenda. His son, Bo Biden, who had died, worked closely with a transgender activist there. And I think that probably influences the father, President Biden, Joe Biden, to really be extra radical. He doesn't budge on that, Jim, no matter.
No.
You notice during the campaign, all the way up to now, he has never budged despite all the criticism of, you know, supporting an agenda that robs women of their private spaces because you're going to have men who are pretending or living, thinking they're women, and boys thinking they're girls allowed in girls' restrooms and competing in women's and girls' athletic events, even though they're faster, stronger, bigger. Joe Biden never caves because, like Barack Obama, they know this is their radical base. And so we've got to educate people on this.
And he was even in front of Barack Obama. I mean, he was the one who came out endorsing so-called same-sex marriage before Barack Obama did.
Yes, I think he's an opportunist. And I think he, you know, I picked up a book that he wrote a long time ago, Jim, I think more than 10 years ago, and there was not even much of a mention, if a mention at all, certainly about transgender, and not much of a mention about homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, I think we see Joe Biden, the opportunist here. It's all politics, and they understand that their radical base, the LGBT movement, is a big part of the Democrat Party's base. And so this transgender agenda, this is crazy. In the name of safety, they promote transgenderism, which is leading to people to mutilate their healthy body parts, and yet they're promoting that in the name of transgender safety. I mean, this is really a crazy agenda, and I think Americans will see, the more they learn about it, just how radical it is.
Peter, you mentioned HRC, and we all are familiar with what's happened recently with Governor Cuomo being forced to resign. And now a Daily Caller reporting that the nation's largest LGBTQ rights advocacy group is investigating Human Rights Campaign, their president, Alfonso David, and his role in helping Cuomo discredit the accusers. They announced that earlier this month that they're actually focusing in on an investigation of their own president.
Right. And, you know, I think if they weren't such a politically correct group that gets such a pass from the media, Jim, I think this guy, Alfonso David, would actually be gone. But Human Rights Campaign, of course, doesn't get much hostile treatment, although the media has covered this story because, of course, Cuomo was taken down by this scandal. So, you know, it's interesting to me that Human Rights Campaign, just the name, Human Rights Campaign, I call it the Human Wrongs Campaign because they promote human wrongs. They promote sins, homosexuality, bisexuality, gender rebellion. But, Jim, this organization has a very dubious history. We've got high-profile donors like Terry Bean, who actually, you know, gave lots of money to the Human Rights Campaign, who've been involved in sexual scandal. Terry Bean had allegedly had perverse sexual relations with an underage boy, under 18, and so HRC, it turns out, has lots of scandal surrounding it, but they get protected by the media because they are really, you know, the media now is part of the LGBTQ agenda.
Peter, what's happening with the so-called Equality Act?
Well, the Equality Act has thankfully been stalled because of they don't have enough votes yet, you know, to get it by. Now, there's still a way where something similar to the Equality Act could be passed through a legislative trick if the Democrats were willing to, you know, do the thing where they basically pass radical legislation with a 51-50 vote using the vice president. But they, so far, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, but I think Joe Manchin in West Virginia and the Arizona senator are not supporting it in its current form. If I have that correct, I think they're just not quite there. But it's incredibly dangerous how close this legislation is to being passed, Jim, because this would be by far the most radical and threatening legislation ever to pass coming out of this radical movement.
And folks, keep in mind, this passed the House of Representatives many months ago and it's been sitting in the Senate. There have been calls for this to come forth. Chuck Schumer has said he wants to see this passed. Joe Biden will sign it into law. If you remember, he, during the campaign, stated that the transgender rights are the civil rights issues of our time. And so, friends, it should be no surprise that he is advancing this agenda further than it has ever gone before. We understand also, Peter, that Congressman Chris Pappas of New Hampshire has also just introduced a bill to establish an LGBTQ Veterans Advisory Committee at the Department of Veterans Affairs, saying that, you know, there are many LGBTQ veterans that served during the Don't Ask, Don't Tell era. And so this is a group that's going to come about, let their voices be heard, effectively represent the highest, their views be presented at the highest levels of the Veterans Administration.
Yeah, Jim, and you know what one of their number one items is going to be to ensure that the DOD uses our taxpayer dollars to help these gender-confused, to basically subsidize or pay for these grotesque surgeries. They shouldn't even be called surgeries, Jim, because I think the term surgery implies that you're helping get healthy. You know, doctors working on people to get them healthy. So transgender surgery is really an oxymoron because these surgeries involve the destruction of healthy body parts. And yet we as taxpayers are being forced to subsidize and pay for these operations. And also, Jim, in corporations, the latest thing coming out of the Human Rights Campaign and other homosexual transgender groups is to push corporations through their insurance, their employee insurance policies, to pay for these evil operations.
Yes, yeah.
And so this is the latest thing now.
And I guess this is a time to point out as well, and the stories in the Daily Signal here within the last several days about the a lawsuit that's being brought against President Biden by medical professionals over Biden's mandate that would require doctors to perform these transgender surgeries. It would not matter if they have religious beliefs that are contrary or if it's in their medical judgment not to do this. The Biden administration is wanting to force doctors to be involved in this. So Alliance Defending Freedom has come alongside the groups like the American College of Pediatricians and others to represent them in court to try and stop this Biden mandate from taking place.
Yeah, Joe Biden doesn't care about the Constitution. Thankfully, he was just struck down by the Supreme Court on his unconstitutional push to extend force to allow the CDC to extend landlords from collecting rent, mm-hmm. Extending the COVID policies. But, Jim, we've seen, and this harkens back again to Obama, and like you said, Biden was more radical on homosexuality, transgender issues than Obama. And, you know, this harkens back to that Sisters of the Poor case where Obama wanted to force that nuns group to do something it didn't want to do, providing so-called birth control, but it was more than that because there's abortifacients involved, and now we see them, you know, disregarding religious liberty because they essentially put the LGBTQ agenda above religious freedom.
Peter LaBarber with us from AmericansForTruth.org. Peter, there's, as I said, there's a lot going on. I see Pink News reporting that DC Comics is going to be killing off the Clark Kent character, you know, Superman, and turn basically the cape and the leotards or whatever to his son, Jonathan Kent. According to a number of media sources, Jonathan Kent is going to come out as a homosexual, and this is after DC Comics already has announced Batwoman as a lesbian, Aqualad as homosexual, and most recently then, too, Robin the Boy Wonder as being bisexual.
Yeah, it's just so troubling to me, Jim. How evil Hollywood has become. And again, there's just no pushback now. It's like, you know, even Disney is promoting this stuff. And, you know, the comics, these things like Superman, they're symbols of a nation. It's sort of like the downfall of the Boy Scouts, Jim. At one time, you used to say, you know, Boy Scout was a term that was used to symbolize moral rectitude, right? Being you know, he's innocent as a Boy Scout. And now we see the Boy Scout of America paying out, I think, a $1 billion settlement for victims of homosexual, mostly homosexual, child molestation and predatory behavior by scoutmasters. And not, you know, everywhere we turn now, this LGBTQ movement steals our national symbols. Anything that was once patriotic and noble and wholesome, they want to target. And I think, again, this comes back to the need of homosexuals themselves to justify their lifestyle. If you want to understand the gay movement and the transgender movement, it's all about rationalization, Jim. You need to rationalize your behavior. Deep down, I believe most people in this lifestyle know that it's wrong, but they have this drive to normalize it. And if that means overturning the norms of society and the symbols of a country like the United States of America, then they will do it because that's how strong their drive is to tell themselves that what they're doing is good and normal, even if it means overturning the gospel itself and saying that God made them to be gay, which is one of the things they're saying now, Jim.
Yes, indeed. And Peter, I see also you talk about the tearing down of a nation, and here's another case in point. Todd Starnes wrote about this California school district that's investigating this video that purportedly shows a teacher telling students to pledge allegiance to a gay pride flag. The teacher saying, "I always tell my class, stand if you feel like it, and if you don't stand, and don't stand if you don't feel like it." My class decided to stand and not say the words. One student pointed out that there was no American flag to pledge allegiance to in the classroom. "I tell this kid we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge allegiance to," the giggling teacher said, pointing to the gay pride flag. In a separate TikTok post, the unidentified teacher was decked out in rainbow color while she recited, "I pledge allegiance to the queers." Peter, a teacher telling kids to pledge allegiance to the so-called pride flag?
Yeah, I think this story is symbolic for that part of the nation that actually probably does value the LGBTQ symbolic flag, and they stole the rainbow, of course, and it's not actually like the real rainbow, as my buddy Steve Black points out. Mm-hmm. It's different colors. But, Jim, yes, the teachers become radical change agents, and that's what this is all about.
Yes, radical change agents, and folks, whether you know it or not, it is happening in the education system today, and it's active. One parent being told recently from Atlanta who wanted to opt their child out, saying you can't, you'd have to opt out of the entire school district because they're going to be getting this indoctrination. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Throughout history, most nations have been ruled by kings. Power, which concentrates into the hands of one person, however, often rewards his friends and punishes his enemies. The King of England was the most powerful king the planet had seen. So when Americans got the chance, they set up a government as far from a king as possible. A republic where the people are king, ruling through their representatives. So how do republics rise and fall? How do countries succumb to communist dictators? These and other issues are addressed in the book, Who is the King in America?, written by William Federer. You'll discover what makes America unique and the keys to preserving our freedoms. Who is the King in America? Is available for a donation of $18. A DVD of Bill's teaching on the same topic is also available for $18, or if you'd like them both, a donation of just $30. Call 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
Some of you are overwhelmed already by the information that we've shared, but ladies and gentlemen, it's as if we have just scraped off the tip of the iceberg here as to what is going on in the plethora of stories that are impacting us as a nation and around the world, as well as immorality abounds, and you need to be aware of what's going on. Peter, we're going to travel next to the state of Illinois, and I'm looking at an article here from LifeSiteNews.com where the governor there, Governor Pritzker, just signed legislation to indoctrinate kids with not only, a pro-abortion, but also a pro-LGBT sexual education. It bans promotion of any religious doctrine that will require teachers to give students information on how to access abortion clinics and transgender hormone drugs. But it is a legislation that is a pro-LGBT sex ed bill for the state of Illinois. This is all throughout the state.
Yeah, Jim, I hadn't yet seen this, so thanks for sending it to me. And you made me feel really good about we recently moved from Illinois to Ohio, where I am now outside Columbus. And, this is what happens when Democrats run a state. And let's remember that, because the Democrats, for all the faults of Republicans, the Democrats are far more committed to this crazy and radical agenda than Republicans. But, Jim, I think this is incredible because, again, they're, like I said before, they're doing this in the name of safety. One of the quotes from that article was, quote, "Modernizing our sex education standards will keep our children safe," said the governor, adding that the radical new sex ed curricula will, quote, "deliver the bright future our kids deserve." So they have the audacity to promote this transgender agenda, which we don't even know how the severe effects that can happen when a young person delves into this agenda and starts taking cross-sex hormones. And we've actually seen a case in Chicago, Jim. I think we mentioned this in one of our previous shows, where a Chicago teenage girl, I believe she was 16, had her healthy breasts removed to become like a boy and like a man that she wanted to be. So in the United States, and especially in the Democrat blue states, we're seeing this agenda move ahead like a freight train. But, Jim, the irony is, in more liberal Europe, especially the UK, we're now seeing them take a step back and say, no, we need to stop this transgender medicine, so-called, this transgender therapies and the radical surgeries from being done on minors. So we're now in the position where the United States of America is more radical than Europe on this disgusting and evil transgender youth agenda.
You know, the other thing that is so ironic, Peter, is, and the article points out that this bill prohibits bias against sexual behavior and HIV status. Now, if we would replace those words with COVID, you know, instead of HIV status, or if we replace it against, you know, mask wearing or the shot mandates, etc. But the bill prohibits bias against sexual behavior and HIV status. Matter of fact, I believe he just signed where people don't have to disclose their HIV status to their partner so they can transmit something that is very, very deadly. Whereas, you know, we have all these COVID so-called protections in place, yet free, you know, the floodgates are open for sexual behavior and regardless of what HIV status is.
Yes, Jim, and I'm reading a book on AIDS right now, the author makes clear that homosexual sex was one of the main, especially among men, was one of the main vectors for spreading HIV across the world. Homosexual sex was a big factor, and yet here we are seeing the promotion, basically an agenda which helps normalize that perversion being promoted in the name of safety. It's just outrageous, and this will lead kids down a bad path, and it's just very sad. And they're working hand-in-hand with radical groups like CECUS, the Sexual Information and Education Council of the United States, which is a very radical group, and Planned Parenthood. All these left-wing groups are gaining access in democratic states and pushing these agendas on kids.
Peter LaBarbera with us here today. Peter, let's look at Ford. I mean, I saw this headline pop up, and it's in several different sources. I copied here one from LGBTQ Nation talking about Ford debuting this very gay Raptor F-150 pickup truck. It's making a splash, and we understand it's a Ford distributor in Germany. Has come out with this. This is a truck. It's painted in this sequence gold with the gay pride colors going throughout this as well. But in this video posted to social media, Ford showed comments that called the truck's performance blue color very gay. Others demanded Ford paint the car some other colors, but Ford clapped back by showing what a really gay car would look like and showed an animation of the car being painted gold, rainbow colors, wish viewers a happy pride. And the video was released, they report, to chastise people who use the word gay as an insult.
Yeah, this is just more of the same. We're seeing the large corporations have totally bought in to this human rights campaign plan to push corporations to go 100% pro-LGBTQ. And, Jim, you know, we've talked about this. The HRC, it's called the Corporate Equality Index. It rewards corporations. The more radical they are on this agenda, the more points they get. And part of it is doing these sorts of very high-profile things. And the same scorecard run by this radical homosexual transgender organization, Human Rights Campaign, Jim, takes points away. Let's just say dream here, Jim, and say that the a major corporation would actually do something to defend marriage between one man and one woman, and something against the idea that two guys can get quote-unquote married. If a corporation were to do that, they would lose points by the HRC under the HRC scorecard. So it's a totally rigged system, but most Americans don't even know it exists, and yet this is one of the driving factors which is pushing these corporations to do these idiotic things, you know, like they're part of the homosexual transgender lobby.
Peter, there's so much to bring up here. I just can't get by without telling what's going on in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Their Chamber of Commerce has a website just posting all. I'm looking right at their site, LGBTQA+ events. They're talking about their long history of openness and acceptance. Their emergence of actors and artists and playwrights and poets. In the early 1900s, gay and lesbians found Provincetown, they say, to be a place where there was freedom to express sexual preferences and a sense of acceptance, which the rest of the world had yet to learn. They have things like the Mates Snowbound Leather Weekend. We're not going to give the details of what happens with that. The Carnival 2021, GLAAD's annual summer party. They have Yankee Lambda Antique Car Show, a Fantasia Fair, the original Transgender Week. Their Halloween week as well is weekend is also very much LGBT related. A time coming up later this December called Holly Folly. So much more that's going on there. But Peter, this is a location which has some very historical underpinnings to it, and yet it's been transformed to be a one of the LGBTQ capitals of the United States.
Exactly, Jim. They took it over, and, you know, here's the problem, though, for the LGBTQ movement. We're in a situation now where you have people who are trying to demonize those who, don't want to put a mask on a five-year-old, and they are doing all this in the name, supposedly, of health, this tyrannical agenda that we're seeing coming down the pike. And yet, now, what are these left-wingers going to do when we point out that male-to-male homosexual sexual activity is high risk for disease? This whole left-wing sort of this over-the-top, COVID, people go overboard on it. they do it in the name of safety, and yet they don't want to face the facts about, you know, the transgender agenda. Can we really promote that in the name of safety when we see young people, or say a girl in her 20s, you know, having her healthy breasts surgically removed? Can you actually promote that in the name of safety? It's preposterous.
Our phone lines are open here, 800-733-9829. If you have a question for Peter LaBarbera or a brief comment today, 800-733-9829. And Peter, though we just seems to have bombarded our listeners with all different news, a point we want to convey is that your organization, Americans for Truth, and the truth is there is salvation, there is deliverance for those who've been entrapped by this lifestyle.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, Jim, you know, we talked about that Pray Away film. I do credit the director for at least putting in Jeffrey McCall's story, because he was delivered. I mean, he is out there telling people about Jesus because he was forgiven for all of his sin. And the redemptive aspect of the gospel, the true change agent, which is Jesus Christ himself, that's what we celebrate. We celebrate not the homosexuality, the sin, and we certainly don't believe sin is the basis for identity. Our identity is in Jesus Christ, who helps people overcome the pull of sin.
And friends, keep in mind that there is much going on. Canada has changed Pride Month to Pride Season, going through the month of September, and we've got other groups. I just saw many of you who listen to Duluth Superior, Duluth, Minnesota, Superior, Wisconsin. This weekend, they're having big Duluth Superior Pride is returning with events this weekend. We see also Milwaukee Pride and cities across the nation that are doing this. It's becoming more of a year-round basis that this is taking place, and certainly much to be in prayer about for our nation. And remember, as Scripture talks about, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be as well. Let's go to the phone lines. Courtney is calling in from Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless you, and I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. That's all I want to do. You sodomites out there, they call you gay. I call you exactly what God called you. I want you to hear what God said. It's only two verses. He that is wounded in the stones or has his private member cut off shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. And then we go to Deuteronomy 20. It says, a woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garments, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord. God is warning you right there, but he says one thing. He sent his Son into the world. That's how much he loves you, so you won't end up in hell, to forgive you for your sins. Whosoever shall confess me before the Father, I had it in the Bible opened up because I don't like to say it wrong. I'm turning to it right now. Okay. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the other one is, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
And like Jim always reads, and such were some of you.
Yes.
A lot of you have come out of that world. And God has saved you. Don't go back into it, because it's worse for you if you had never known the truth. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, watch your children, what they're learning and teaching them in school. I pray for them, and I'll make this right there. I pray for them that God close their ears to wicked teaching and open them to the love of God. God bless you all now.
Amen. God bless you, Courtney. Thank you for your call. I'm up against a break, so we'll come back with a comment here in just a moment. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Have you ever heard of the Council on Foreign Relations? An organization started many, many, many decades ago, and one of their goals is globalism, the destruction of national sovereignty. And one of their enemies are Christians, because Christians understand that God draws the borders of nations. God decides where you're born, and God is opposed to globalism. That's why he did what he did at the Tower of Babel, Genesis 10 and 11, and confused their language so they couldn't have a one-world government and a one-world religious and political system. Well, recently, the Council on Foreign Relations interviewed Ed Stetzer, who has supposedly all these great evangelical, Bible-believing resume points. But they used him to try to discredit, I believe, many conservative evangelical Christians. I warned about this in my book, Religious Trojan Horse and the Coming Religious Right, that Christians would be marginalized, characterized, vilified, then the vilifying would be legalized. The persecution is being set up from the right and the left.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter Courtney from Miami had much to say there, just pointing us back to God's Word, the Bible.
Absolutely, and that's the truth. And I like what he said about, you know, I really fear for these. Some of these were my people I worked with in that Pray Away movie, Jim. But if you know the truth, you accept the Lord, and then you go back, that's a fearful thing. And we need to pray for these people like John Polk and Yvette Cantu Schneider and Randy Thomas. They renounced God,
mm-hmm.
for a sin agenda, basically.
Yeah. Pensacola, Florida. Don, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you, brother. I forgot your name.
Jim.
These gays are looking for acceptance from the world and even from us Christians, but they need to find their acceptance with God. They need to accept him
yes.
as a personal savior, and they need to accept him as a person to follow to heaven and stop doing making human wrongs.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Don.
Start doing right things.
Yeah, indeed. Looking for acceptance, but that acceptance comes through repentance and faith in God. Steve in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes. I think one of the big things that we need to do is, as Christians, I'm appalled that and I'll name the organization, and you can verify it, John. I listen to you every day. But Chick-fil-A is also embracing this LGBTQ, who knows what letter they're going to add next. I mean, Chick-fil-A, not Truett Cathy, but his son, the new CEO, he's even advocated that we need to apologize for the way God created us. His words was for being white, and that doesn't make me a white supremacist. He's actually washed defeat and wants us to apologize, you know, and they've embraced a terrorist organization that is run by openly admitted Marxists, and that is BLM.
Okay. Steve, let's stay with our topic here. Steve, let's stay with the topic here. Oh, okay. Let's go to Keith in Wisconsin Rapids. You're on the air.
I just have one very brief comment. Read Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. And I guess on the bigger issue of Chick-fil-A, and he was going down a path that was taking us all different topics here, Peter, but Chick-fil-A really, it was troubling to see the direction that they took not too long ago.
Yeah, it was Dan Cathy, and he decided to apologize even for that whole Chick-fil-A day. Now, I thought that was, you know, people waited in line for hours. I remember I did, Jim, to buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Remember, we defended his right to say that, you know, basically affirm marriage between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sad to see him apologize for that, because he really had nothing to apologize for. Does that mean people shouldn't go to Chick-fil-A? I don't think so. I think, but we do, it just goes to show you, Jim, that really the pressure is so great because of the sellouts you described in the business world, that even companies that have a Christian identity feel the pull of this radical agenda.
Let's go to Virginia in Milwaukee. You're in the air, Virginia.
Yes, Jim, thank you. Genesis 18 and 19 brings out the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. The point that your speaker has is that people are backing it up. In 19:4, it says that older men to younger boy was destroyed there, women, children, pregnant women. So it just shows you God's viewpoint on homosexuality. We not only need to shun it, even if we do get in it, but we don't need to be backing it up. Thank you for letting me make my comment.
Right. Thank you. Any comment there, Peter?
Well, yes, Jim, as you've said before, I think on, when we've done these shows, defending a sin is a sin itself. And so many, many people now are defending homosexuality, this gender rebellion. And Jim, you know, you said that they expanded now to LGBT pride, what, year now? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Season, yeah.
It's become like a cult in our culture. It's almost become like the official religion for a third of the country, this LGBT pride nonsense. And so many people are afraid, and they don't speak out against it anymore.
Phoenix, Arizona. O'Neill, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Brother Jim. I just want to leave this comment that God doesn't hate a homosexual, and neither did you, any of you, say that, gentlemen. But he loves the homosexual, but what God hates is the practice of the LGBTQT. So we as Christians, we need to take a stand in this time, not to compromise the word of God. If God hates something, we should hate it. Anything is an abomination to God, it should also be abomination to us. But if it's going to come to the test where we're going to lose our job or lose our finances or our house by taking a stand, then we need to take a stand. Because for me to live is Christ, and when I die, I gain. Thank you for taking my comment.
Thank you for your call here, Peter.
Absolutely. You know, this is something where you will be persecuted, and you have to decide, am I going to try to please man or please God? And I think one of the reasons why there's so little courage sometimes is that people are afraid. They don't see anybody speaking out. I do even think pastors, Jim, they have the role of conveying the gospel, teaching the scriptures, but also they are moral leaders in the culture. So if you're a pastor listening to this show, think about ways that you can stand for truth, because it is truly loving to give the truth about homosexuality. I know so many men and women who've come out of homosexuality, who got saved, who got 2 Corinthians 5:17, they are new creations in Christ. And so it's the loving thing to do to tell people that you can't, that sin is not your identity. Jesus is your identity.
Amen.
You accept him.
Amen. And Peter, just to close out the program here today, I also just want to report a decision that came out from the Virginia Supreme Court on Monday. But we had Tanner Cross. This is a man who did stand up, a physical ed teacher, Leesburg Elementary School. This is in Loudoun County, Virginia, and expressed his views on the board's transgender agenda, said he was not going to abide by that transgender agenda. But he was, let go for this, and now the court has affirmed that he should be reinstated, but he took a stand and stood up for that which is truth.
Yes, Tanner Cross is an American hero. He's a Christian hero. He is a model for how we should be. I think that's a wonderful story, and I just pray that God protect this man, because he didn't operate in fear. He operated in faith.
Peter LaBarbera with us. Again, his website, americansfortruth.org. And Peter, thanks for your stand. Thank you for being with us here today and exposing the evil works of darkness as immorality does abound.
Thank you for all you do, Jim. God bless.
And showing us, of course, the light and the truth that's found in Jesus Christ. Well, friends, thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk. Again, keep this nation in prayer, and let's stand for the truth. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.